To my listeners, welcome back to another episode of Who Would You Tell? Today I'm joined by a very, very new guest, someone who has hinted at potentially being interested in joining the podcast for a little bit, and she's finally here today. Ma'am, thank you for taking the time.
Sure, no problem.
And we are here once again to discuss the topic of balance and more or less how it fits into her life. Tando, you seem to have very strong views. I think we made the mistake yesterday of finding out you really don't believe in balance.
True.
But I'm curious, why don't you believe in balance? What's the wisdom mythology in it for you?
I think, first of all, I haven't been able to achieve it myself. Not okay. At this point in my life. And if I look forward from right now, I'm very, very conscious of the fact that it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Okay.
I have big goals, big dreams, and I know that they require hard work and commitment. Balance is just not fitting in the picture right now. So yeah, it's not that I feel strongly against it. It's just that I know I'm not able to achieve it.
Okay. But I think my view on balance right now is that it's something that takes time to achieve, right? In the best of cases. I can't imagine that a 25-year-old, for example, has the most balanced life. Like, how? You have too much fun, actually. You have too much time.
Exactly.
If that's the case. I think balance is something I'd hope to achieve, like, at, like, 40 in my head.
But what is balance? What is that dream that you are trying to achieve?
To me, I think balance is reaching a point where, like, there's nothing I'm actively striving towards. Like, I'm not trying to reduce this in my life. I need to be doing more of this, where I'm just like, I'm actually content with what the average month looks like, and there's nothing I'm reviewing at the end and saying, if I'd done more of this month, then this month would have been better. If I'd seen more of my friends in this month, it would have been easier. If I'd gone to gym more, if I'd eaten better in this month, that kind of thing.
I've never heard somebody say that.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
I was actually thinking about it this morning, like, you know, preparing for now, and I was like, actually, I've sat, like, going through your questions, and then I was like, what the hell is balance anyways? But I've never heard somebody say it like that, where you're not looking to achieve or reduce or review yourself.
Yeah, just to be at peace. Because that's what it is, right? Like, if you feel, you're talking about, like, a work-life balance, you're talking about, you know, you don't have enough of one or the other, right? You want to achieve a state of equilibrium where you're like, yeah, it's good. I don't need a break. I'm not exhausted all the time. I'm not, like, stressing about trying to get the next raise. I'm just fine. Like, this doesn't stress me anymore.
I'm like interviewing you now, but I'm like thinking, do you really think you're ever gonna get to that place?
So I think the issue is, I've read far too many, like, self-discovery books and things at this point in my life. I think I was meant to read them much later and be like, oh yeah, you know, you could do less of this. And something I've been mindful of since I was like 16 is to make sure I'm never, for example, in a job where I absolutely hate it. Because I've read so many stories about people like who lose their entire families because they realize that they hate the life that they've built. And I've been actively trying to avoid that in every step of the way. Like, to the point where, like, I've been nervous to even take on certain jobs. I'm just like, what if I don't like it enough? And what if I get stuck? And what if I end up getting an apartment because it pays me well? And now I'm stuck at this job that I hate. Like, I have, like, that's been a fear of that.
That's interesting.
So, but that being said, I do think it's possible. I think it's possible because I've read all the tales. So I kind of feel like I know the things I'm trying to avoid. So I'm more or less moving in the way I think makes the most sense for the things that I want for myself. I know I want to be, I guess, forgiving to myself. I want to have enough room where I'm accepting, just generally. Like, I'd like to be a more accepting person of circumstance, of the realities of my life, to the point where every month doesn't need this full, like, grueling review where I'm just like, fuck, okay, this month I gotta do this. Now this month it needs to be more of this. Like, I'd like to just be, you know. But, like, right now, the thing that's bothering me, like, I've been sleeping like shit. I'm just like, that's a very tired thing to have.
It's horrible. It's just like,
just get that sorted. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's possible. Just, it's difficult. That's why this topic has been as interesting as it is. Like, in the first episode, the person I interviewed, her name is Tasneem. She's studying at LLM. right? And she also has a very, very strong interest in music, so she's a DJ, and she's getting a lot of gigs lately. But I think she has the balance in that she is genuinely happy with whichever one works out. Like, she's well on the path already, you know. But we were speaking about the fact that she was trying to figure out how to get the right diet and how to figure this out and make time for friends and, like, get that part of her life sorted out. She's studying, like, outside the country. So, again, there's all these different things that people are, like, constantly trying to juggle and just get to a point of, like, being fine. But I think, ultimately, balance is acceptance of the things that are in your control and those that aren't, and just letting them go.
It's interesting you say it like that. And that's a great story. She sounds amazing. I think for me, the more I thought about it, balance is peace. Kind of like, you know, extending on what you said. I think as long as I'm making room for the things that are important to me and the people that are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of like synergy between me and all of those factors of my life.
Yeah.
That will be balanced. I don't know if it is for me that I'm no longer wanting to achieve things.
Mm.
And going for things, and I don't know, it might be the way I'm programmed.
Mm.
So
where would you say right now you don't have balance? You say it doesn't exist. So where is it so out of whack?
Everywhere. I'm kind of like, it's interesting we're doing this now. I think I'm kind of rediscovering myself right now,
mm-hmm.
who I want to be in this world, what I want. I have always been aggressively ambitious, and things are working out for me. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing well at work. I enjoy my job. Mm-hmm. I really find value in it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've started my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, like, the two have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
But I'm exploring a creative side of me on the side,
mm-hmm.
while, you know, being technically strong and pursuing a career.
Yeah.
And I'm not able to, I mean, time management wise, like, that's not an issue because I'm quite strong in that, because, you know, I work and study as well. That's another thing.
Okay.
So
you're spinning many plates, pretty much.
There's just a lot going on. But I think I kind of, like, I'm a list person, and I have mental and actual lists that I keep of what needs to happen for me to get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 9 to 5, I'm at work. If I have to do overtime, that's just the cost of doing business. Then I've got, you know, my social media and my website and everything else going on in the
mm-hmm.
side, and I am everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're the whole story.
Exactly.
You're the beginning and the end of it.
You know, I'm even discovering parts of myself I didn't know existed,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm, you know, wow, shit, I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
On the side, I'm studying.
Yeah.
Towards a professional qualification, and kind of like what you said about Sasneem, I'm happy doing both because they're both fulfilling to me in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you at this point, you know, one day will I be an e-commerce queen? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that at this point, these are the things that I feel need to be done. I'm struggling in the sense that, like, I'm not looking after me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I don't put enough time into, like, working out and,
yeah.
you know, like, I eat healthy. I think the only thing saving me is eating healthy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just don't make it a priority to do, you know, exercise right now. And I think it's actually important for who I'm trying to become.
Yeah.
I used to be, like, a very, like, avid reader, and I haven't read this year,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of irritating. It's actually, like, irritating.
Like, it's bugging you that
yeah.
you're not doing it as much.
I'm, like, a book a week kind of person, and I'm not reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, for me, reading is, you said you were into the self-help thing. I think those are important, but
mm-hmm.
also kind of, I last year I got into fiction because it's like, you know what, sometimes you need to switch off.
Yeah.
And last year I found it very, like, peaceful when at night I could, like, switch off my phone, go on airplane mode, but just read on my phone with
mm-hmm.
the apps and stuff. So, yeah, there are things I need to add into my
current schedule.
Yeah,
that surely that's not realistic. You've done everything. You have everything you could have on your plate. No,
you know what, And this was actually why, when I discovered that, like, you have time. Mm. I did 75 hard during COVID.
Okay, okay. That's a ridiculous time to try that, but congrats.
It was the perfect time. I was not doing anything else except for working.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was working, like, a crazy job. Like, literally, my hours were 7 to 7 mm-hmm. at weekends sometimes. But I made, everybody on the team knew I was doing this thing, and I made time every day to do the, you know, the workouts, the eating healthy, everything. Mm-hmm. And you had to read like 10 pages of a book every day.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, like, in the evenings, there's like the second when you've worked out, you've done everything, and you're like, wait, I actually understand why people like can be high achievers. There's actually time for every single thing you want to do.
Yeah.
And I think now I look at, I'm struggling to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also because, like, sometimes, like, social media, I feel like they give us this picture of what balance should look like, which is why I was even, like, Googling, what the hell is balance, mm-hmm. you know? What does it mean to other people? And we see people who have achieved a lot of their, you know, the goal, amazing goals in their lives and amazing things for this world. And we see them maybe go on holiday and they're with their kids and stuff and they're living this lavish life and we think that's balance.
Mm.
But we don't see what happened before that to get there. And also you can't measure yourself on somebody who has stuff.
Mm.
So yeah, I don't know. It's such an interesting topic because there's so many like pieces to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I stand right now as an aggressively ambitious person, it's not going to happen.
Oh, look, the way you've said it to me now, though, it doesn't sound like you lack the balance. I think you just, you wish you were doing more things you like, right? But I feel like you're also actively making the choice to do other things. You're trying to push your business. You're trying to push work. It sounds to me that you kind of need to make peace with your priorities. That right now, as much as you like reading, that's not what you're the most interested in doing right now. Like, the reading is just, like, the fun thing. And you don't sound like you're trying to have that much fun.
I've had my fun.
Yeah, like, it looks like you want satisfaction in other areas of your life. Yeah. So, you know, I think it sounds like you do have balance. I think you just don't see it that way yet. Like, your perspective is misaligned almost.
And going back to the way you defined it when I said, I never, like, heard somebody say it like that. Like, balance being acceptance and peace with your schedule and your life, you know, not wanting to have changed any way that you did it.
Yeah.
I don't feel the peace.
Yeah, but you can't now. This is all still currently happening to you now.
I don't know when I'll feel the peace.
Okay, look, I can't guarantee that one day it'll be like, oh no, it was all fine in the end, right? That, I don't think that's how life works all the time.
Mm.
But I think if you're able to have the conversation with yourself and to look at things like honestly and just be like, you know what, right now this is what I want more than anything else, like the other stuff it has to come later.
So you are saying that because I'm happy with the things that I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
I have balance.
Yeah, but like, if you like everything you're doing right now, you're inspired by it, motivates you, you're doing well, you're succeeding, it doesn't sound like you're somebody who's struggling with balance. It sounds like you're just not content.
I think it's because I didn't define balance
the same way
that you did. And I think we actually all have different
understandings of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm honestly struggling with this topic because I'm like, what? Like, I'm going to keep saying it. Mm. What?
No, and because ultimately, that's why it's being explored, right? Because I think it is difficult to pinpoint exactly when it's like, yeah, now this is the perfect level of balance. Because I think the fucked up thing about life is that, technically speaking, there's every day of your life there's something to be happy about. Always. If you don't have to look hard, you will find something that's just like, that's fucking shit that happened. And I'm thinking, if you think just about yourself, you look about like the world in general, you'd be even more upset. But like, I think it's easier to be upset every single day than it is to be happy and to be content every single day. Like, you have to find things and look at things this one way to get to the point where it's just like, I'm actually fine. Even though this is happening, I'm okay. This went wrong, but this is still good. Yeah. And this is still good, and I still have this and everything. You know, like, you genuinely have to make sure you count as many of your wins as possible.
No, definitely. Mm. I'm also like a strong believer in like positivity, not to, like to the point where it's toxic.
Not to the point where you lie, but like, you know, just something to give, like to keep giving yourself a chance at pushing the next day.
Yeah, I'll always look at the good first before, you know, the bad. Because like you said, there's a lot of shit things happening at any given moment. But for me, to keep going, like the first place to look for strength would be in the positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not something that I struggle with. But yeah, I mean, balance. What a funny concept.
So I'm curious though. So obviously right now you're going towards a professional qualification. Doing that while you're working and trying to start your own thing, I'll admit that time-wise, it's impossible to have balance. But when you finish qualification, do you think it's possible that you would have a work-life balance after that?
100%. The qualification, it does take up a lot of my time, but at least there's an end in sight, right?
Yeah.
Even in doing my own thing, I strongly believe in a concept called flow.
Mm-hmm.
And even in starting the business, it's funny that we're having the conversation this week because I kind of now, this week was the moment of flow for me.
Where
I was
like, it's coming together.
Yeah. And whenever I take on something new, I work towards flow because that to me actually is balance.
Okay.
When you don't have to think too much about what you're doing, you know, there's kind of like an automated response that comes from you when you know, approach a task. And as long as I can, maybe that's the word I would use to describe balance in my life. As long as I can establish flow, then those things no longer make me tired. If my energy's not being drained by this, whatever I'm doing, then, and that's people as well, right? As long as I, you know, I'm giving time to people who, I hate that, it's so corny when people say fill my cup, but literally like
make your life easier.
I need to feel like you didn't take a syringe and suck my energy out. I'll make time for those people. If you know there's good energy and I'm doing the things I need to do, then I'm good.
Okay. I mean, this sounds like someone who's on the path at the very least.
By your definition,
Yeah. Like, you might not have the clear definition of the balance, but you're on a path towards something. Like, you can see your goals. So, I think my next question then is, do you think you're good at celebrating yourself?
No.
You're not good at that.
I suck at that. For me, celebrating myself is an Instagram post and I move on with my life.
Do you think anyone is? And what does that actually look like?
You should... Because you said, what does it look like? I don't know. I don't know. Is having a party for yourself every time you do something, celebrating yourself? I don't know. I don't effing know. I haven't celebrated myself in a long time. I think because I'm always chasing the next win. But I kind of feel that one day I'll be able to... celebrate fully. I think also my definition of celebration is so, too extreme. And
what does it look like? Is it like a full-on, like, you shut down the block,
you know, that is how I would want to celebrate myself. You know, a trip, something, you know,
like a change of environment.
Just
like,
a lot,
like your vibe, like the vibe can't be the same, your environment can't be the same.
Yes.
Okay.
It just needs to be a show for me and my people.
Okay. So hypothetically, you get a promotion. Does that warrant a celebration or no?
No.
It doesn't. That's just what you need to do.
It's yeah.
So when do you think something is worthy of celebrating for you?
I don't know.
Because we're talking about small wins just now and being happy about those things, right? That's like key to having balance. So
yeah.
If you're saying only the big things count, I think that might be the root of the issue. Right, that you're not stopping to just be in the moment of, okay, cool, this moment in time, things are aligned.
And I do struggle with that, being in the moment. I'm kind of already three steps ahead all the time because that's how I find balance. It's the way I keep things.
No, just to keep moving.
It's to keep the train, you know, oiled and running. I wish... Looking back now, I wish I did celebrate myself a little bit more because there are things that I've achieved that, you know, deserve celebration, deserve to be spoken about. But I feel I hold myself to a standard such that I'm not, because I'm not there, I'm not ready to celebrate. I don't want to become complacent.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I have been complacent in the past and kind of been like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm a little bit scared of myself, and that's why I don't want to, you know,
give yourself too much room almost.
Yeah.
No, I think that's common. I've spoken about it before that I do think a lot of people don't allow themselves the room to be all the way proud because it's not the final step yet, right? And I think what you said about like resting on your laurels is a very, it's very important, it's a very pertinent, like pertinent issue I think people have, that it's, you kind of don't know how to do it without stopping entirely.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you still feel kind of dissatisfied that like, no, this is good, it's cool, but like, I want that thing though. Like, this is just like the one milestone, this is like, kind of random almost. It's like, what am I gonna do? What am I celebrating right now?
Yeah, it does feel random.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just, again, when you're talking about balance, you're talking about like trying to get to this ideal. It's difficult to determine exactly when you're allowed to have those moments. Like when are you being too hard on yourself? When are you not allowing yourself to actually just be happy?
But I mean, I wouldn't look to somebody else and judge them for celebrating anything. I think it's something that's up to you, it's your standard, and I think it's nice, you know, to see it. Yes, I think in part of celebrating yourself, it's also letting other people know that you achieved something, and you know, I love to celebrate other people, but I'm just not there yet.
Okay, no, that's fair. So in terms of general work-life balance, do you think there's specific jobs that make it easier to have that balanced? Like, because honestly, I don't think that's the case. I had a conversation with a work colleague earlier this week, and we were talking about like people following their passions, and the conclusion we kind of got to, which I think a lot of people have gotten to before, is that even if you were working your passion, it's still work. It's still it's still extremely demanding. It's still tiring. You get to the end of the day, and you're still just as exhausted. Like, you might like the content a little bit more, but like, you're still going to be just as tired.
Yeah.
So do you think there are jobs that mean, no, now you have work-life balance at all? Or is it true that the idea of balance might not exist to your original belief?
I don't think any job can give you, like, work-life balance. Hey, there's always, I mean, whether you're a nurse or working in finance or a cleaner, you know, there's always something going on. Mm. There's always some agenda that you're expected to, you know, follow, some mission and values you're expected to help achieve.
Yeah.
And that's the cost of you know, being part of an organization, whatever it may be. Yeah, so my answer is no. But then I think also you need to decide what's important for you, and you will make room for it.
Yeah.
Telling yourself that you're trying to achieve work-life balance, and then using the fact that you can't achieve that balance as an excuse to avoid your calling or your passion, because you feel like it's more work, will break the idea of balance that you spoke about. That was, you know, peace. You're not going to sleep at night if you're not doing what you need to do.
Push towards the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I'm happy with that. I think the reason balance kind of messes with me is because I mentioned this in a previous episode. I spoke to my mom about it. About what she would have done differently with her career. She didn't have an answer. She was just like, no. The point was to achieve certain goals and to make sure certain things are covered for. Right. So like, it wasn't the question of, no, this is too much. It's stretching me too far. It was just like, no, just get it done. Like, you'll see this stuff later. So I'm curious, do you think your parents have an idea of balance, like, at all, or no? That laugh says no.
I'm black. For me, when I saw this question, it's a cultural answer for most of us.
Yeah.
And I think in my career now, if I, you know, think about what your mom said, how did I get to where I am? You just do it in the moment.
Mm.
It works or it doesn't work. Mm. And you're so obsessed with the moment that I can imagine in 20 years' time, if somebody asks me, looking back, would you have done anything differently? I mean, I probably would also be confused.
Mm.
To get to the parents thing, you know, that's an interesting one. Because if I look back, having a dad who was in corporate and did well for himself, I think he had balance.
Mm.
There were times when he picked me up from school.
Yeah.
There, he was at every parent's evening. He was fully invested.
Like, you know, he was there.
Yeah. Fully invested in my, you know, education and me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on holidays. Mm. We did, like, we had family time.
Yeah.
But he was also very busy.
Mm.
And there were times when, yes, he'd come home very late. But then I look and I think, when I thought about the question this morning, I was like, I think I missed the hard part. I was too young to understand or to remember now the part where they weren't balanced.
But I love this humans because like, they established a norm, right? Your parents just created like an environment where certain things were normal and they were fine. It didn't feel like, ah, no, this guy's never in the house. No, it's like he's there when you need him there. If there's a specific moment, he's going to be there. But a lot of the time, he has to do what he's doing.
I wonder if he might have felt that he didn't have balance.
Mm.
Possibly.
Mm.
But
you think he changed it, though? Like, you feel out of balance, but you're still doing what you feel you need to do. I don't know if you'd regret it.
I think there's periods in your life where you will push a little harder, and then times when you sit back.
Yeah.
If I look at someone like him, like, geez, I actually admire how he's able to juggle. He was at that time able to juggle a corporate life, go to the gym every morning, and he's in his 70s now and still does it.
Yeah.
Golf. Be there as a dad. Help me with homework. I don't freaking know. Like, how is it that somebody can do all of that in a day, but then he also doesn't drink. He's very healthy. I think it would be interesting to ask him that question, but from my perspective, he was able to
balance
do
it
everything
all.
That he needed to do.
Do you think you feel a pressure to do a lot of things because of your parents then?
100%. I'm actually like at this point in my life, this year in particular, asking myself before I do anything, okay, I know daddy's gonna have something funny to say about it because he's more traditional, but am I doing this for me or for someone else's expectation of me?
Okay.
And there's little ways in which it's come out, like even at work, I have to ask myself, do I want to do this project? Am I committed to it? Is it aligned with who I want to be, not just here in my career as a person? I'm actively letting go of other people's expectations.
Okay.
But, yeah,
some of it's grained in, though. Like, some of it is just part of you.
I think the part of me is, like, you know, the professional and academic success, that's, I do feel that's me as well.
Because I mean, some of it's also just skill set.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a mathematician. I like to work in a job where I can practice my technical skills.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I also like being creative and I like freaking making things on Canva, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I feel like you can have many truths be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings, you know, we're complex. And that's okay. Parents' influence, it's difficult to move away from it, particularly as a black or brown child.
Mm-hmm.
But you just get to a point where you're like, I'm grown, I'm independent.
Yeah.
I need to make decisions for myself to find happiness, to be at peace with who I am, to find balance.
If you could trade, hypothetically, and this is veering slightly off the topic. If you could trade and you had the financial remuneration from, like, for your creative exploits solely, do you think you'd change your job?
right now.
Okay, dog, you're grad. Surely. Because then clearly for you, it's not just about the money. It really isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I find value in it. Mm. I find, for me, value in a job is learning.
Mm.
And the impact, the greater impact that you have outside of, you know, your job. I think it's something I can't explain it in words, but it's something I feel I have to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's work. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, F this. But I don't know. I get something out of it that fulfills me. And it's taught me so many skills that, you know, I use in my everyday life.
Yeah.
And I like the person it's making me become.
Okay.
So until that changes, I'm happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think when you look at your life, you see any of your friends who have a level of balance by your understanding of it?
I have such a wide group of friends. Mm. So I'm trying to like segment and see if, because my definition of balance will not be the same as theirs.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, no, but by your metric, do you think anyone has it?
I think, yeah. Mm. I have one friend who I think has found
balance. A little balance, yeah.
And it kind of goes back to maybe she accepted that she doesn't want to do everything.
Mm.
Or... Let me not even say everything. Let me just say she's content with the things that she's doing.
Yeah.
And she's not looking for more.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for just enough.
Yeah.
Which I feel, you know, is okay for her at this point in her journey. Yeah.
Okay. And do you think that her version of balance relates, like, if you were to ask her, do you think she'd say she has that level of balance? Or do you think she'd feel that, no, she needs to make a change?
I don't think anyone will ever say that they have balance, because then it's a little bit scary, because, like, is there something else I should be doing?
What do you mean? Like, what? Why?
I feel like...
Do you think you're always want things? You always want a next?
I don't know.
So, like, when I'm talking about, like, the self-discovery thing, something I've also been... very tentatively, like, envious of, well, not tentatively envious, but like scared to embrace all the way is like the idea of like being a monk.
Like a monk?
Yeah. No, look, I'm not gonna become a monk.
I've accepted
I've gone too far into hedonism, and there's lots of like very stupid things I indulge in. It's just like, you're not gonna be a monk, dude. Like, to have gotten that route, you needed to make changes maybe 10 years ago. But I think the idea of not looking for anything the way that they seem to not, like almost the lack of need for like frivolous things, something I genuinely like, I look towards. I'm just like, there has to be a way you can achieve some level of that in this kind of lifestyle, where you don't find yourself chasing after things just because someone flashed it in your eyes and you said, no, I want that thing now, when you didn't think of it before. It wasn't even in the back of your mind, right? Like, I think trying to, like when I talk about like acceptance, that's kind of where I'm going with it. I'm just saying, like, there has to be a way you can just be at peace. Because I think if you never get there, right, then you spend your life chasing imaginary things that would make you happy when none of them would have made you happy.
Mm, I think it's a very brave, you know, ideal to want to achieve, because we live in such a, like, goal-driven, consumerist society. I don't... Like, if you were to achieve even close to that, that would be incredible.
Yeah, the aim is to not be a miserable old man. Because I've seen what it looks like.
Is miserable the opposite? It's a bit extreme.
So I think because I want such specific things... Like knowing I've wanted to have that level of peace for that long in my life, I'd be kind of annoyed. It's just like, why didn't I get there? Like, why wasn't I fine? I knew what I wanted. There's more or less steps and like this bunch of self-help things all the time. So it's just like, why aren't you grand? You know what's wrong. You know how to fix it, more or less. So it's just like, why aren't you working towards that? You know that this material thing will not make you that much happier. Why do you still want it? Why, like, if you know better, why don't you do better? is ultimately like where it lands for me. I'm just like, there's a better way to do this. Like, I feel like life shouldn't be as difficult as we seem to make it, generally. And I think through this podcast, through these kinds of conversations, the aim is to, like, if I can piece enough information from all these different people, it's like, surely I'll get closer to this ideal state, where it's just like, no, man, everyone goes through the same kinds of issues, the same kinds of emotions, the same kinds of, you know, questions. Like, everyone had, like, ponders the same things. I don't think we're all so different that if you heard it from that one person, that person before, you wouldn't get closer to just being like, dude, what are you... Like, every time someone says, no, I needed to hear that. Like, of course you did. Because we're that fucking similar. We're all similar. If you listen to a random person, someone would be like, oh, someone... Like, everyone has something useful to say to you.
True.
So just be like, if you take enough of it in, surely you just be fine. Like, it can't be that you never get to that point. Like, I'm talking about balance and acceptance. I'm talking about striving at the same time. But, you know, I'm just like, there has to be a way.
But is there something so wrong with wanting things?
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I just think there has to come a point where you're fine if you don't get it. And not in a lazy way that you don't even try. But that you can give your all to something and let it go, regardless of how it goes, every time, and you're fine every time. Like, it mustn't set me back.
Impossible.
But why?
If you spend all of your time and energy trying to achieve something, you wouldn't have done it in the first place without the incentive of actually successfully achieving it. How would anybody be okay being like, no, it's fine, it didn't happen for me, but I'd spend all my time doing it, you know, let's just move on. No, because
I think that there's value in pursuing things, even if you don't get to that thing.
Well, yes, but then there's value, it depends on the incentive. If you are learning to paint, right, not everybody's going to wake up and be like, I'm going to make this, you know, painting that I am going to sell for 50,000 rand.
Yeah.
You know?
But it can still bring so much value. But imagine it brought value to just the people you know. None of them want to buy it, though. No one wants to buy it, but it's a great painting.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a different incentive. You could just be painting to paint. But if I'm painting to make my 50,000 rand, I need to see the 50,000 rand. I don't care if it brought you value. It needs to make sense. I just feel like things need to always make sense.
How much of your life do you think actually makes sense?
A lot of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think most of my life makes sense.
No, I feel I'm a very systematic thinker. You know, 1 + 1 has to be 2. If it's not, I will go back and make sure that it is. There are things I can't control 100%, and I accept those things.
Yeah.
And that's probably because, you know, I am religious. And there's a, you know... a big part of religion and accepting God's plan for your life and believing that God also has weight over the way your life, you know,
goes.
Exactly. But for me, to achieve a sense of peace every day, things have to make sense. I invest my time in things that make sense. I will do things for certain outcomes because it makes sense. People don't really make sense.
I engage with people more than anything else, though. Every day requires you speak to this person and try to understand why they acted that way instead of that way. Like, again, it's just like, I'd like to be at a point where even though... Because, like, I get what you're saying, right? Then that they know there must be, like, a logical outcome from this. Like, I put this in, I must get this out. But you also talk about the fact that there are things that aren't in your control. And the older I get, the more I'm just like, there's nothing that's actually in your control like that, bro. Like, you can do work, sure. Like, inside the office, those things are in your control, but I feel like there's so many other things that are constantly happening around you that have nothing to do with you, like in the big picture. So it's just like, just let go of those things. And when I say let go, I'm not even saying you're not allowed to have an emotion about it. You can be sad about it, because it does hurt you that you weren't able to sell the painting
for that
amount, and you believed it was good, and everyone told you it was good. So why did no one have the money for it? And it's just like, the value could have been something else, but you can't even see it. You can't see why you should have this painting. Like, as I said before, I think I want to get to a point where I can do everything truly have whatever result happen and be happy that I tried. Like, to trust the fact that I put in everything, every time, with whatever it is I did. And I can be sad about it in the moment, but I can let it go. Because I can't let it go.
I raised you something. I had this word pop into my mind earlier in our conversation, and it's popping back up now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that we're having a very privileged conversation.
No, to talk about balance is to speak from a point of privilege.
Okay, I'm glad
because you're talking about what can I add, what can I cut, all these things. Yeah, you have a lot of control over your life if you talk about balance.
Mm.
Which is why I don't think our parents were talking about balance. Because they had less privilege, less agency. My mom's creative exploit. There's no creative exploit. It's fun, chief. Please, fun. finish all of this. Like,
yeah.
There have been times where, like, I've been annoyed at her for not necessarily being super on board with, like an idea I had when I was, like, 19 or, like, 16 years old. But at this age, it's just like, obviously, you said no. She said, yeah. I'm paying for school. Dude, what are you talking about? You want to do that? No, please get a degree. Get a degree. Go spend.
Yeah, makes sense.
When you find everything, sharp. Yeah. But until then, you will follow this rough plan, more or less.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking... Yeah, it's just privilege. All of this that we're talking about.
If you talk about making your life better, how is it not, it could only be about privilege.
I think I wanted to ask you, this point that you're saying that you want to achieve when you're like, okay with... You look back on a month and you're okay with everything and you're not reviewing anything negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a number or a lifestyle attached to that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It definitely comes with the level of, like, comfort. Like, I'm not stressed that I'm about to be the victim. I need to make sure that I have enough to ensure that I can eat every day of that week.
Yeah.
I can pay for gym. I can pay for the car. I can pay for electricity. Like, all the bills are paid. Everything I need to make sure is fine. Everything that's in my hands is covered. If so-and-so is sick, I didn't make them sick. I can't carry that.
No hundreds, yeah.
And I think right now, I take on a lot of emotional responsibility for things that have nothing to do with me or that aren't in my hands. Things that I wish I could fix.
Mm.
Like, relations I'm trying to mend. And it's just like, that doesn't do anything, like, to agonize over it all of the time. And I think that's why I keep talking about the fact that I want to get to the point where I can just be happy that I tried. And, like, that's all there is to it.
I know, but I think it's kind of just a human response to want, you know, everything to be okay. And
it is human. But again, if we all know it does nothing to have these thoughts, to agonize over it, why would I keep doing it?
Yeah.
Forever. Because think about it, if I don't try to change it now, I'm going to be like 60 and still doing it. Impossible. Because there's 60-year-olds who constantly say, I wish I didn't work this hard. Fuck that. I don't want to have those kinds of regrets. I think that's generally what I'm trying to move towards. To get to a point where I don't regret that much.
But I think the emotional responsibility part, you know, we're talking about people.
Mm.
I think that's different. And again, I'll go back to saying that I am a very, like, systematic, logical thinker, but I also am overly emotional, which sometimes that just me saying that is illogical, but I accept that part of myself. I love that part of myself because I can't imagine. I would have no EQ if I wasn't this person because I wouldn't be able to relate to you or anybody, because I just operate on my own frequency.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important to, like you're saying, regrets. I think, like, if you're trying to fix things, it's important to always try, I think.
Mm.
I think it's important to forgive, to try, to at least, like, show up and say you did your part. If it, like you said, if it works, you know, great. If it doesn't, sucks and it hurts. But to be okay with that hurt. Because it's not forever, or it's not going to feel as heavy forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that's the truth. Because in my experience, yes, it hurts, but it's not going to hurt the same.
Yeah.
And that comes, I guess, with the acceptance and balance.
There you go. There you go. So I think we've gone far from the topic, but I think more or less we've spoken about where you are with regards to balance. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I do have three more questions I'd like to ask you before you go. The first thing is, what would you tell your 15-year-old self right now? You can tell them one thing. It can be lighthearted. You can figure out exactly what that would be.
Yo, that's deep. I would tell her a few things. I would tell her to believe in herself more. Mm-hmm. I would tell her to put herself before anyone else.
Okay. Well, that's a cutthroat 15-year-old, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think I just cared too much about what people thought.
Like you wish you were tougher at 15?
I wish I was a little less interested in some things.
Like, and care to share, or
was that for you when you were 15 years old? I think I was introduced to a new world, and I was too taken by it.
Okay.
I would have liked to be okay with being a little more reserved and okay with allowing myself to grow at my own pace versus at the pace of the people and the, you know, around me.
Okay. Okay.
I think she did good. Obviously, you can always do better, but I think she would have been better off putting herself first.
Okay. Question two is, what are you most looking forward to?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Any context. The last guest said a Liverpool game. So the scale, you can take it wherever you want to take it.
Well, I'm thinking like what's in my calendar. I think I'm most looking forward to, my sister and I started doing sister trips last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Carnival and we decided we had so much fun, we want to do it every year.
Mm.
So I'm excited to go to Carnival in the UK, and I want to do a bit of a Euro trip. I think I'm just enjoying life right now and enjoying doing different things and just living life.
For what it's worth, I think you have a very balanced life. I hope that you get to a point where you see it that way. Because you're taking a lot of things. Right? You are. Like, it's not easy. School and work, I think, is one of the biggest lies that we're currently telling as a society. I think it should be illegal to have that as something that you take on. I think it makes everyone who tries it weirder. On some level, I think it makes you a slightly worse person. Maybe not a cunt, but it can make you slightly worse. Slightly harder to engage with. I've seen it in myself. And even though that's the case, I think it is worthwhile, but it's fucking difficult. You don't know what, like, trying to find the balance. That there's no balance in trying to do that thing. That is just compromise. Which I guess is balance in the end, but it doesn't feel like it.
Being accepting the compromise. That's balance. I guess. So you accept it.
I guess. And then lastly, if you could leave anyone who listens to this with one thing, what would it be?
I would tell people to aggressively believe in themselves.
Okay.
Nobody can speak better for you than you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve the things that you want for yourself, and you are capable of achieving them.
What a positive message. No, lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. No, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making the time.
Of course.
I appreciate it, dude.
Hey.